ABC Radio Darwin.
Dr. Peter Markey is the head of disease surveillance with the NT Centre for Disease Control. Peter, 30 cases here in the top end now. How worried are you?
G'day, Liz. Thanks for having us. Yeah, well, we are still seeing cases. It looks like the sort of eyeballing the curve, if you like, it looks like they are slowly decreasing and we're getting on top of it. But of course, you know, it's very hard to predict, you know, which way it's going to go. But I suspect we'll see a few more cases, but let's hope not too many more.
Are you worried that people aren't taking the message to vaccinate seriously?
Everybody seems to be listening. It's the it's that sort of motivational point, I guess, that people are, you know, obviously aware of the importance of vaccinating. And I think it's not really people being against vaccination. I think it's just because it's one of those things where you need to get the motivation to do it. As we've mentioned before, the big age group are those people sort of 23 to 53, born between 66 and 96. And they had that, when they were kids, they just had one vaccine in their schedule. And they need to actually take time to check to see whether they did get a booster when they were at school, or a second vaccine at some stage in their life. They might have been at school, they had a booster. Or, you know, when they went travelling or something, or after they had a baby, whether they got a booster then. And if they haven't, well, then they need to sort of get the motivation to actually, you know, get to the doctor or to the community care centre and get the vaccine, which is free. So hopefully money's not preventing them. It's just a matter of they just need to get the motivation.
Yeah, and the time. We know how busy and stretched a lot of parents are at the moment. Does that mean you're not too worried about the anti-vaccination message having an impact in the territory?
Not really. No, I think that group, you know, in general terms, the anti-vaccination group are a very small minority. So we think the biggest sort of barrier is just getting the motivation to get around to it. And we've had places where, you know, people have been, oh, there's a case in my workplace, or there's a case at school. Well, that's been enough to get them to get down there to get the vaccine. So some people just need that little bit of a shove to get it. And most of the people in those age groups have, you know, they've had their one vaccine. There's nothing particularly worried about a vaccine. They just getting that extra motivation to get down and do it.
All right. Well, let's give people some more motivation if they haven't had direct contact with a case. What are the complications that come from measles, and how serious is the risk of death from this disease?
Yes, well, it is it's important that people realise that it is a serious disease, and like we've been stressing, most of the cases this time are in that age group that I mentioned, because they've only had the one vaccine, and it starts off like a flu illness, and that's why people think they're just getting the flu, and then they get the rash in day three or four or something, and they're thinking, well, this might be measles. So important that people do isolate themselves if they think they have measles and get tested. But it can be a serious disease. You can get pneumonia, you can get encephalitis, where it affects your brain, and it can be quite serious. And it can kill, like you mentioned, probably 1 in 200 or 300. It's pretty rare nowadays, but it's certainly in developing countries the rate's a lot higher, and certainly in babies it can be a lot higher as well. So we do worry about infants, and that's why we've reduced that for babies in the Darwin and Palmerston areas. We've reduced the age of the first vaccine down to 9 months, and so that babies can get protected earlier.
Dr. Markey, is it vaccinated or unvaccinated people who've been contracting it? We did hear a few weeks back from a listener who was vaccinated but contracted the measles. Are you hearing cases of people who have actually been vaccinated and are contracting the disease?
Yes, that's true. The vaccination, we have had some cases, a handful of cases that have been vaccinated. As I've been alluding to, a lot of them have had one vaccine and haven't had the second one. But the vaccine's not, you know, even having two vaccines, it's not 100%. And for some reason, some people just don't respond to the vaccine. It's a sort of an interesting thing, but some people don't respond to the vaccine as well as others for some reason, and they don't develop that immunity. And then, sadly, they've done all the right things, but still come down with the measles. Often it's a milder form of measles, so So usually not, and which is good news as well, not as infectious. You know, those people who have been vaccinated and get the measles anyway. So,
and this comes back to the importance of herd immunity, doesn't it? The more people are vaccinated, even though it will protect those who maybe don't respond to the vaccine.
Perfect. Yes, that's right. And the proportion of the people, once the proportion of the people immune in the population is up to a certain level, and with measles it has to be up to, you know, in the mid 95% almost with measles. Once the immunity gets up to that level, then well, measles just won't transmit because there's not enough people. It can't find enough people who are not immune. So that's the idea of trying to get the whole of the population along and get everybody immune, and then those it'll protect the young babies who are too young to have the immunity, but also those people who haven't responded to the vaccine.
Dr. Peter Markey from the NT Centre for Disease Control, thank you for the update this afternoon. If you are still wondering why it is important to vaccinate your family, June has a story to share with you. June's in Darwin. June, can you tell us about what happened to your family?
Yes, I can. Back in the 50s, obviously, the medical assistance back in those days wasn't the same, but my sister contracted measles, which in turn turned into encephalitis, and she died. And the day they buried her, I was 2 years old, and I got the measles. So it certainly impacts on families, and I can only suggest please get the vaccination.
June, it's obviously still a really raw and emotional thing to talk about. I suppose as you digest the fact that people might not be getting vaccinated, can you remember as a two-year-old understanding what was going on at that time when you lost your sister?
No, I couldn't, but it did impact the family. And obviously, you know, as the generations go on, you watch your own children and then your grandchildren, but obviously, if they're vaccinated, it's better. And if we follow everything that the doctor said, I'm sure that we can make it better.
And June, I imagine for your family, this must be something that you can never get over, the loss of a child, and I'm sure had sort of ripple effects throughout the years and across the family. How do you feel when you hear the anti-vaccination kind of campaign suggesting that the people shouldn't be vaccinated? How do you feel when you hear that?
Just a little bit annoyed, and I feel sorry for the people that they're uneducated about this. That's what it is. The anti-vaxxers are not educated about the situation that can occur.
June, can I ask, your sister was 7. Had she been vaccinated?
No, not in the 50s. It was just a matter of you catch it off another kid. And we had heaps of kids in the neighbourhood, and we'd all be riding our bikes or whatever. And everybody caught the measles at the same time. But unfortunately, hers went a little bit further, and she contracted encephalitis, which obviously affects the brain, and she died. So, yeah, in those days, that was kind of pretty serious happening. And all the parents in our area were very scared, very scared.
June, have you learnt much about the kind of girl that your little sister was in the years as you've grown up?
She was cute. I can remember her, not much, but it's just such a shame that a child that age is affected.
ABC Radio Darwin.